Do you mind talking prices on the radio?
No.
Okay, if we do it like a base, I'm sure there's different ones. Like the base is basically you walk in, you unlock it like most of our buildings that we list and sell.
Sure.
You go in, you punch your code, it turns it off. You do your stuff, you punch your code and turn it back on and shut the door and leave.
Right.
So that's probably a base one. Is that correct?
Right. And that you can, like I say, you can arm and disarm from your phone. The good news is you don't really need a home phone anymore, because we can use GSM or IP technology to actually send that signal to our central station. So you can save from not having a home phone bill and just paying your cell phone bill.
Which is, I think, well, from looking at even, not GTE, Verizon, even Sling Switch, I think a lot of people don't have a home phone.
Right.
Because the reason I don't have one anymore, and I've had one all my life, was that's the calls that I get on that is not for me. It's for somebody selling me something or doing something else.
Yeah, telemarketing.
But, okay, from our deal. So let's just say if Jeremy's our brand new employee of the year, and he comes in, he's going to open our shop up every day. And he has his own code?
Yes. Yeah, it's his code, identifies it as him.
So when he plugs his code in, it's going to text me that Jeremy opened the firm up at 6 o'clock this morning.
Exactly.
That's better than a time clock.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's real good. Somebody else is closing down, when they close it down, they enter in the code.
Exactly.
It tells you when they shut the shop down.
Yeah, and you can do things like if something doesn't happen, it can send you a text. So if somebody doesn't open at a specific time, it can say, Scott, you know, send you a text that says your office didn't open at this time. So it can either tell you when things happen or when they don't happen.
So you obviously don't need a time clock to punch in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're talking replacing a lot of stuff here. Yeah. I mean, one of my Christmas presents I got to tell you was Alexa. You seen the Alexa deal?
I sure have.
Is that kind of how the security system's working too?
Yeah, it does.
Because I think that's cool, by the way.
It does. And now what's really neat is because we have voice recognition, the alarm panels can actually do things on command. So you can tell it, you know, turn on lights, you can set scenes like a night mode that will actually adjust your lights and set your alarm system and do various things off of just a voice command.
So your comment on the phones is kind of like, it wasn't that many years ago that we had a cell phone. It was literally we had made phone calls with it.
Right.
Now, I do everything with my calendar, like you said, turning stuff on, everything. My car.
Right.
I mean, just...
Yeah, one of the neatest products that we're dealing with right now is called Sonos. And what it is...
Called what now?
Sonos, and it's an audio product. And it works off of Wi-Fi in the house. And everything, all the commands that you work off of that are off your phone. And so most people are pretty intimidated by remote control, but they're not, you know, they're not intimidated by using their phone because they use it every day.
So now tell me how that works.
You can control different zones in the house. So let's say I want to have Pandora playing on the backyard, but I want to have the radio playing inside. I can control all of that from my phone.
But that has to be set up in your house, too.
Yeah, correct? You have to have Wi-Fi, which most people do. 80% of houses have that.
Right. So you got Wi-Fi. What about speakers and stuff like that?
Yeah, you have to have the speakers in there, too. But we've done this last year. We're really moving towards wireless technology and using the Wi-Fi in the house to do the audio stuff.
Which is way cool. Saves a lot of money, though, I would think.
Absolutely.
So when you say wireless, you're talking we can have speakers in every room, just set them on a shelf.
We have to get power to them, but we don't have to run speaker wire to the actual speakers.
So it does have close to, well, then there's plugs. Yeah. By code, there's plugs everywhere.
Exactly.
Thank goodness. Okay, so this is kind of cool. What about the video, the visuals? How about that? That was popular for a while, and I think it kind of went away for a little bit. I think it's kind of coming back where people come to your front door, you can see who it is and stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, cameras right now are really something people are asking for more on the residential side. We used to do primarily commercial, but now everybody wants to stay connected to their home. So when they're away from the house, they want to be able to see what's happening there. And so we do a lot of camera systems for the house. One of the neatest things that's out right now is called the Ring. And what that does is it replaces the doorbell, the two conductor that comes to your doorbell plugs right into this, the Ring doorbell, and it actually has a camera. And so I can see who's at the front door. So if you're out to dinner and somebody comes to your house and rings the doorbell, your phone will actually tell you that someone's at your front door, and you can actually talk to them.
And this is having a whole new meaning of smart homes, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
But how cool is that?
That's awesome.
Well, especially for people. We're still in a ranching farming community. You have people that have a place in the country, have a place in town. This is an ideal situation, I think, for that.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, a common thing for burglars is to go up, ring your doorbell to find out you're not there. And if you're not home, then they go ahead and do their thing. But with this thing, we actually have a recording of that picture of that person that rang the doorbell.
Wow. That's unbelievable. So we've got cameras, you've got the whole phone deal is just amazing to me, what you can do with what you're talking about now. So basically with your phone, you can set the mood of your house, your lights, and on your radio ad, I heard thermostat.
Yeah, we do thermostat control, and that's one of the neatest things is when you set these scenes up, what you can do is, like at my house, when I hit my arm button, it sets my thermostat back, it locks my doors, turns my lights off. And one of the neatest new features is there's a garage tilt sensor. So I don't know if you've ever drove off and thought, well, did I actually shut my garage door? This will actually tell you on the Total Connect app on your phone if you shut that garage door or didn't.
Or did the kids shut the garage door?
Correct, exactly.
Which it's sometimes the answer you already know is no, they didn't remember to do that. That would have taken getting away from their phone.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. So we've got the phone. What other ideas do you see coming in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, of course, security is like a freight train running away with technology right now. And in April, we go to the ISC show, which is the show that the security show in Vegas, and they'll show all the newest technology. But I think it's all going to go everything's going to be working through the internet. We've worked through phone lines for years, but I think more and more that we're going to be using the internet as our source of transmission.
So if somebody could kill your internet, though, would that kill the system?
Well, there's backups to that, too. What we typically recommend is if we use internet is we use GSM as a backup to that, which is GSM cellular. So it's pretty safe proof versus the old days when they had the POTS lines coming in on the side of your house and somebody could just cut those lines. It's a lot more safe proof.
What about if you're in the country? Internet's not that good in the country.
Right. Well, there we'd probably need to use GSM, which is cellular, or satellite.
And so it's not that big a deal either, then?
No, it can be done. We can transmit some. There's different ways of doing that.
Okay, how affordable is that?
It used to be very expensive to do it, and we did it in commercial applications primarily, but now it's cost about $10 more a month than a standard monitored system.
So it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't eat lunch for $10 anymore.
No, that's true.
So that's one deal. Amazing. So we've got the you said the GEO or that would have been the...
The GSM, what that is, that's cellular, that transmission.
Okay, so, and cellular right now is getting so... There's very few dead spots.
That's true.
Like, more and more and more, so that's going to be an issue. Happy New Year, and we hope you listen to us the rest of 2016.